Coach, just a tough loss for you guys tonight. You had the lead for majority of the night. Just you get your 10-point leads in those last three quarters, but just unable to put a pesky Goodland team away.
No, but that's not the first time that we've done that. We've done that all year, and you know, we've got to learn. You know, we've got to keep that lead once you earn it. And I just feel like we just expect everyone else to go away. They're not going to go away. And, you know, we've got to learn. And now's the time we have to learn. It's the time that we have to win now.
Yeah, you're right there. And it seemed like, did you have that feeling? It kind of, the game had a tough flow to the ball game all night here. Did you feel like maybe your team came out a little flat?
Well, they certainly look like it, you know, but that's not the first time that we've come out flat, and we still were able to win. But, you know, it's everyone has to contribute. We can't just rely on one or two people because, you know what, there's some things that happen. You get injured. You foul out. Some people are able to have a bad night. They're entitled to have a bad night. But, you know, other people have to pick up the pace, and I don't know if we did tonight.
Well, and he kind of had those lengthy scoring droughts tonight, I think, that hurt you guys as well. But you also kind of take a look at the other side of it here. You had great possessions into Emily Weathers in that first half, and then when Goodland kind of slapped a 1-3-1 zone on, you guys really had problems with that.
Which I don't know why, because we run it ourselves. And, you know, I just felt like we stopped attacking. And that should never be. That should never be. We didn't go to our strengths. We didn't penetrate. We didn't look inside nearly as much. We were just settling. And you can't settle for outside shots.
How big was the putback by Shelby Patton? Hadn't played a lot lately, but that putback by her to force overtime.
That's probably what I'm the most upset about, is because that was such a huge shot for her, and I wanted to get the win for her because, you know what, that was she could have been the hero of the game, you know, and we just couldn't get the win. And, you know, I'm so proud of her for taking that shot because that takes a lot of courage to take that shot, and she nailed it.
Well, it's a tough one here to lose tonight, but it's 0-0, and you can move on here to March here next week, starting with Southwestern Heights at home on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you again, Coach. Once again, Coach.